Previously on Algoa FM.
Now, the Trade Desk was officially launched on the 10th of July, and it included a live roundtable where Billy Tom Nansa, president, spoke about the NMB's automotive manufacturing capabilities and prospects for the future, and also the next step involving the Business Chamber. And I'm very, very excited to have Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber CEO Denise van Heestien and CM Tembu, partner at BDO and treasurer of the Chamber Board, with me this morning. Good morning. How are we feeling?
Very good. Yeah. In the Bay of Opportunity.
The Bay of Opportunities. And I think we're going to start off like that. Hashtag Bay of Opportunities. We have to. Now, Denise, the Chamber seems to be moving fast. Lots are going on, and the launch of a trade and investment desk last week. What is this desk going to do for Nelson Mandela Bay?
Yeah, we're actually moving very quickly in terms of the momentum that we are building. But with our trade and investment desk, that's the action arm that we've implemented to bring the Bay of Opportunities to life. And we really think that Nelson Mandela Bay has a lot of untapped opportunity. When you look at, we're a two-port city, we've got a strong manufacturing sector, and the skills that we have here, and in fact we're the least windiest city on the coastline.
Yes.
You know, so when you think of the unfair reputations that we get, we truly are the friendly city. And when you look at the collaboration that's happening across the business sector, how everybody's pulling together to unleash the Bay of Opportunity. And last week we had quite a large event where we officially launched the desk, where we want to promote the city as the Bay of Opportunity, but also make the investor experience as easy as possible, and also put ourselves on not just on the South African map, but also on the continent and international map as we go forward.
And I think it's time that we show people how beautiful we are.
Absolutely.
I think so. And at this stage, is the retention of investment and jobs more important than attracting new investment and jobs? Because we know the unemployment rate is sky high.
It's absolutely vital that we focus on existing investors, and we've done a lot of initiatives in that regard. I've previously spoken about our clusters where we, for example, have 11 geographic clusters around the city where we've mobilized the business community to work together, and that really is to address enabling environment issues. And when you look about what it means to be in business and in manufacturing, it's been tough. You know, we've had electricity issues, logistics, service delivery, you name it. So it's important that we continue to focus on that, but at the same time, we need to promote business confidence and start attracting new investment here. So as we stabilize that area, we need to start building the new. And that's really why we've got the trade and investment desk in place.
And when you build the new, then more opportunities will open.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of it is mindset as well, because you find people from the city tend to be very negative, and we become victims of our own negativity. And it's time for us to change our thinking. Do you know that I had one of the business leaders said to me the other day that, you know, we had that rugby game the other day at Loftus-Versfeld, and we've got number one rugby team in the world. And when the guys went out to sing the national anthem, and you had the crowd that responded in the way that they did, which was amazing. But he said what hurt him is when you get to the part where they sing this stem, then people sing louder, but they don't do it for the entire national anthem. And I think that's where we need to get to as a business community and as people living in this country, where the entire national anthem matters to us. So it's about inclusivity and involving everybody. The Bay of Opportunity belongs to everybody.
Yes, and I know that you really want to stand by that. You know, and are the businesses and business leaders getting behind the Bay of Opportunity?
Absolutely. It's been phenomenal. So we have very strong leaders in the city, especially in the auto industry, but we've been able to pull in people from all sectors. And I've never seen this level of volunteerism ever before in my life. I mean, we've got businesses, for example, that are working together around electricity technical issues. And in Struendal, for example, you've got Isuzu and BASF and other businesses there that are trying to solve problems together with the municipality.
Yes.
You know, and that takes a lot of time, and it's worth a lot of money, but the businesses feel that it's vital to do that. On the sanitation system, we've had engineers from companies like Aspen assisting to get the sanitation system functioning well. And I mean, if I look at the work that's been done there, the efficiency rate has improved from 15% to over 80%. So it shows you what can be done if everybody gets behind it and starts taking action.
Yeah, you know? Take action and work together. Now, Sia, you are a partner at BDO and the treasurer of the Chamber Board. Who and what is BDO, firstly?
BDO is the fifth largest auditing, accounting and tax advisory firm. We're actually based in all major cities, including the wonderful and beautiful Gqeberha.
Yes, and well, it makes sense that you are working with the money.
Yeah.
But why has BDO got involved in supporting the trade and investment desk? It's also nice to see how this has happened from a head office level.
Yeah, look, BDO is about elevating people, elevating business and elevating society. So, I mean, it was no brainer than partnering with an organization that basically lives the same values, being the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber. So the trade desk basically is not only about facilitating and making sure the process of getting local and international companies investing in Nelson Mandela Bay, but it's also about showcasing the Nelson Mandela Bay as the Bay of Opportunity and also showcasing the Bay as basically the hub of manufacturing, not only in South Africa, but in Africa in general. It's supported by our head office. Our CEO, Bonga Mgwena, has had a number of interactions with Denise to basically try and show how much we support the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber and the business that, and the work that they're doing.
Mm. And specifically that interest in Nelson Mandela Bay's economy. Can we talk about that, you know, the involvement with the chamber and the economy specifically?
Yeah, look, I think that's something that's very personal to me. I actually studied here in Gqeberha at the Nelson Mandela University.
Mm.
So I remember a couple of years when I left, I was going back to Durban because that's where I'm originally from. I remember saying to my friends, this metro, this city frustrates me a lot because it's got a lot of opportunities and potential and no one is doing anything about it.
Not tapping
into it, yeah. Mm. And then fast forward to about 2 years back when I joined BDO and then obviously moved to Gqeberha, I was then introduced to the business chamber as well as Denise. That's when I actually realized that finally there is actually some people that are doing something about it.
Mm.
And I'm happy to see the progress that the metro has made and the business chamber obviously being the driving force behind it.
Mm. And yeah. To add to that point, we've heard a couple of people say, you know, the NMB is the armpit of South Africa. And you saying, you know, the Bay of Opportunity. Is this a realistic vision for NMB? Because we don't want to be the armpit of South Africa. And I do not think that we are.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's not even a vision anymore. It's actually something that is realistic, that is happening. I mean,
perfect.
I think on the 6th and the 7th of June, we had a manufacturing showcase, which was organized by the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber. I mean, you had companies such as Stellantis that has decided to invest 3 billion rands in this metro. You have Hive Hydrogen that have decided to invest 105 billion rands in this metro, as well as obviously VW Group Africa that they also announced a 4 billion rand investment. That actually shows you that, look, it's not even a hope or a dream or a vision. Mm. It's something that is actually happening. I mean, Denise can give you a long list of potential companies locally and internationally that want to come and invest in this country. I mean, in this Bay.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Denise Sincere, just for giving us some insight on the trade desk and the Bay of Opportunity. And I think in essence, we just want everybody to come together, take action and work together.
Absolutely. And I think it starts with taking action.
There we go. Well, thank you, Denise and Sia.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.